FM 90.3 WJTL Promise Keepers with Martin Lazell. Praise you. Before that, Bethel Music with Brian Johnson. Have it all. Hey, good morning. It's 720.
Your weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, cloudy later today, but that's okay. High of 62. Mostly cloudy for our overnight. There is a chance of some showers, some spring showers, low of 46. Winning Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers once again with a high of 63. I'll take it. Sunshine and 42.
Hey, we're hanging out with our friends from Life Cycles this morning. Lee, Justice, and Micah are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. And Lee DeReamer is here. He started Life Cycles. And Lee, you told us a little bit about going out and riding and all the things you're doing. And I understand that you have some spring ride programs that are kicking off.
We sure do. And I ought to mention that we have those spring ride programs in these last 4+ years because Marcy stepped out in faith with me. Everybody who engages with Life Cycles knows it's Marcy that makes it run. And she greets everyone. She meets everyone. She's the smile behind the miles. We're launching with four teams this year, one that meets on Tuesday nights in Marietta, one that meets in Landisville on Thursday nights, one that meets in New Holland on Thursday nights, and it has built a relationship with CrossNet Ministries. And we're really excited to be launching our girls team for the first time ever.
Wow.
On Monday nights in Lititz.
Yeah, so that's brand new.
Yeah, it sure is. And really, God has just shown us how we can reach more people and share what we've learned along the way.
And if folks want to be part of these rides, how does that work out?
Well, they can give us a call at 717-586-2511. They can check in at lifecyclesteam.org, where our calendar is on there. And a resource drop-down menu will give them a sign-up sheet. It's really easy to get involved. There are no tryouts. There's no cost. There's no barriers. We figure if a boy shows up, God wants him there. Wow. And what we enjoy doing is finding him, meeting him where he is, and finding out how to motivate and inspire him from that point on.
Yeah, now you brought a couple of boys with you. Tell us about the impact that Life Cycles has had on these guys and that they've had on Life Cycles.
Well, for many boys ages 12 to 18, it just makes a difference in terms of finding some camaraderie, finding some encouragement and positive, respectful environment. The boys get to meet one another. They learn some teamwork and some leadership, and they push themselves. And we've got a curriculum that we are relaunching this year in a very accessible format. It's linked to the boys' progress through the program, and they've really gravitated toward that very positively. So it's just great to see the things come together as God has orchestrated it.
If you're interested in any of the spring ride programs, the boys program or the new girls, go to lifecyclesteam.org. And Micah Clark and Justice Kipp are with us this morning. And Justice, tell us a little bit about, you know, your experience with Life Cycles and what you love about it.
Well, I've been doing it for 4 years. My friend Austin invited me. And, well, I went, we rode a bike, and I thought it was pretty good, so I kept doing it. Not last summer, but summer before that, we went to New Hampshire and Maine and rode around up there. And that was just, it was just beautiful being up there.
Had you ever been there before?
I had not.
So that was a new experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool that you get the, you're not just riding locally, you get to go and experience other parts of the country with your team.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And Micah Clark is with us. And Micah, your mom told me that you worked all last year to buy your own bike. Is that true?
It is true.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how this has impacted you.
I've really enjoyed it. It's helped me become a better person. It's helped me grow and mature, and a better biker. I've gone a lot farther than I ever thought I would on a bike. And in one season, I went almost 300 miles, and I never thought that would ever be a possibility for me.
And what would you guys, either one of you or both of you, say to somebody who's maybe thinking of joining this team or thinking this would be a fun thing?
Learn how to ride a bike and quick.
That's great. Lifecyclesteam.org is the place to go. Find out about all the spring rides that they're launching. 4 locations. New girls team. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Guys, thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. Coming up, we've got live from the Junction Center with Bill.